Right now it's time for the Observation Deck with the great Gordo, and it's brought to us by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
That's Gordo. That's great. Thank you so much, Giorgio. All right, a few questions for our special, beloved co-host this morning, Tim Kalishaw. Number one, Tim is a writer. I don't know if people know that about him. They just think of him as a huge television personality.
True.
But he's also done some writing in the past.
A couple of articles.
Yeah, a few articles.
I got some articles published.
Now, you started writing back when they had something called typewriters.
Okay, well, yes, they did, and we did.
Or did you have a word processor?
It was like that, but when I first covered Corpus Christi, you did whatever, then you dictated it over the phone if you're at a high school game.
Okay. I remember reporters doing that when we first started the
Nothing
ticket.
Nothing worse than sitting in the home coach's office reading your play, and he's like, after the game, he's coming in there doing something, and you're reading about them.
Then just, a blown third just, down call at the
a questionable decision by head coach Joe Shivers. It was very odd. But and then we went to the Radio Shacks, a little Tandy 200s. What were those that we wrote on?
It was like a little laptop.
Yeah,
they were processors. Thing.
Yeah, we didn't get. And then the big Teleramas. You put the phone in it. There was a lot of devices we used through the years.
Right. Yeah. Have you, as a writer, ever used a fountain pen?
An actual fountain pen?
Yeah,
no. I use pens. I don't think I've ever... they're a little on the messy side.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah.
That would be tough.
I got ink-stained fingers like
yes.
this.
Oh, you're an ink-stained wretch.
An ink-stained wretch.
You used to be an ink-stained wretch for the Dallas Morning News, I believe.
I did.
Award-winning.
I did. As a matter of fact, just last night I found I had a big book of these printouts of my columns that I had given my parents as a gift because they wanted these things. And I had the columns like printed on this nice, I don't even know what kind of paper this was. It was almost dang near cardstock. And gave it to him, and I found that.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, I used to write. What happened to that?
Keep asking.
Now I'm writing with a fountain pen in a old notebook. How ancient is this? But it is still kind of amazing to me that with just a pen or pencil and paper, you can create worlds like that. Whether you're an artist, you can draw something, or you can write something that is completely transformative to your mind or someone else's if you write something that's any decent.
Yeah.
Not every one of my columns is transformative.
Yeah, Tim's really never done that, but he writes.
I'd say 60% of them are transformative.
When's the last time you wrote longhand any sort of column or piece or long-form journal entry?
I occasionally, during the Cowboy game, get thoughts, and I just want to write it out because there's no point typing it on, because I don't want to get started until I'm really started writing. I'll occasionally write out a paragraph or two of things I want to say longhand, and then try to remember that when I get upstairs to write. But yeah, I do that.
I figured that you would move to just voice dictating into the notes app on your phone.
No, I do have Otter, so I just record everything and then try to read those transcripts. See if they are even close to what was said.
Other thing I want to ask you about,
Tim, sir. Yes.
Is the Diana Russini story.
Oh, good.
And Mike Vrabel.
Tim's very interested
story.
In the story.
Love that story.
Because there were, I don't know if people remember this, but back when Wade Phillips was here, there were lots of rumors about Tim and Wade Phillips, and they were seen with fingers intertwined at an Arizona resort.
NFL owners.
Hey,
yes. With we'll some telephoto have, lens that
I
caught them,
like your
both in bikinis.
We'll always have Sedona.
So this story is interesting because, of course, when it first broke, did you have an opinion of it when it first broke? Did you think that this is...
Oh, Tim had a take.
Did you immediately go to, this is just sexism once again, here's another illustration in the fine world of sexism?
My take was, thank God I'm not on Around the Horn anymore and I don't have to discuss stories like this and stuff like this happens.
This would have been a daily topic,
I assumed, perhaps wrongly, after yesterday's Vrabel news conference, I assumed, there was nothing to it, and this was probably shot at the owners' meetings. I realized it was not. It was at a resort a day or two before the owners' meetings. And so I initially thought this is probably just BS.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Vrabel made the turnabout from not worth talking about to I've had difficult conversations with my family, I was like, oh, ouch. Geez, this is...
Yeah, so we have some audio of what he said yesterday.
You know, I've had some difficult conversations with people that I care about, with my family, the organization, the coaches, the players. Those have been positive and productive. We believe in order to be successful on and off the field, you have to make good decisions. That includes me. That starts with me. We never want our actions to negatively affect the team. We never want to be the cause of a distraction. And what I, these are comments and questions that I've answered for the team and with the team. We'll keep those private and to ourselves. Care deeply about this football team and excited to coach them. I also know that I'm going to attack each day with humility and focus. And what I can promise you is that my family, this organization, the team, the staff, the coaches, everybody, our fans, most importantly, will get the best version of me going forward. And that's what I know, and I'm excited to do that.
Okay. And then he went on to give 110%. But... But
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
For those who don't know the story, Diana Rossini is a reporter, and he, of course, is a head coach, and they were seen in these pictures embracing, and some pictures with their holding hands with their fingers intertwined, and it was a bad look. And we all know how the media works in the respect of you can take a still image that could be misleading.
True.
I mean, heck, just go to a funeral. We've all had people that we've loved die, and someone could go to the funeral and snap a picture of you when you're with your head thrown back and laughing at something. And is this really the way you should act at a funeral?
Right.
Really? Meanwhile, you were sharing a funny story about your dad, or you know, it can be misleading. So photos can be misleading, and we also know that reporters, at least those of us who are in the business. They have a relationship with the people they have to cover day in and day out. Right. So you are chummy in some sense with the people and friendly with them the same way you would
like
know
Tim
someone at the
Wade.
Yeah, like Tim and Wade.
Tim and Wade in the old days. But yeah, I mean,
but isn't it a delicate dance as to how close you can be with someone you are covering?
Yes, it is. And that's Wade aside, that has not been an issue. There's not really been an issue for me. I mean, you get said this, you get friendly with the people. That sounds bad on this show, but you become friendly with people, certain people you cover. You're not really their friends. You can't ever look at it like this guy is really, you know, we're tight. You have a good relationship. You're using them as much as they're using you. That's kind of just unspoken. But none of that, you know, obviously it's different for a female reporter. They have a number of hurdles to clear that, you know, male reporters do not. But then there's this issue of becoming close with somebody you're actually covering. And, you know, it hasn't come up a lot, but it's come up before. Usually never in this kind of capacity. Never this. I was just stunned when I heard, I mean, that Vrabel is sounds like a man trying to hang on to his job.
Yes.
One year after being in the AFC title game, or a few months after it, and showing remorse, and it sounds like a confession, and he's not going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. It's very strange the twist that the story took after, you know, they initially put out the both of them are doing the we won't even dignify, this is ridiculous,
right.
And this is all above board.
Then
she resigned during the thing after the Athletic had kind of nodded that they were in support of her, at least
we're supporting her, but we're also going to
investigate.
And then she resigned.
And then she resigns in the middle.
Well, that might mean something, but it might just mean she has another job and she's going to go do that.
And then he comes out.
Yeah, that changed everything.
Not talking
yesterday.
About this.
And then how about the Robert Kraft story, too, that he tries to encourage a paper not to run the pictures.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of tentacles to this story that are really interesting that I haven't really seen before in the NFL anyway.
It's pretty complicated when you have, I'm sure this is a very delicate matter, right? And I would assume that our female listeners, which the Musers have many women listeners.
Indeed.
Yes, they do.
Know the power of their femininity. They have used it at different times to their advantage, and at other times it's a disadvantage.
Diana's just like, got some power.
Just like any of our human qualities.
Sure.
Sometimes they're at an advantage, sometimes they're at a disadvantage.
Sure.
Have you heard anything about Diana Rossini? I don't know her. I don't know what she's like.
You haven't seen her?
No, I have not.
Yeah,
what are you doing over there, George?
George
keeps pointing to his shirt.
What?
Area.
I'm adjusting my shirt, sir.
I don't know what he's doing there. Yes, I've known her for a long time. She went to George Mason, the same school as my son.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've been photographed with her, too.
Don't know that I've been photographed with her. Don't know why that would have happened. But, yeah, I mean, she's been an NFL reporter for a long time, so I know her. But, I mean, I don't know her. There's no way to
jumped
answer
in a hot tub with her or anything.
No way to answer these questions on this show. Yes,
yeah,
I know her.
And it's the reason it's sensitive is because you're not supposed to even talk about whether or not could it ever be an advantage to be a female reporter and talking with a person who may be a hard grizzled guy who's not going to talk to someone who looks like Tim Kalashaw, but he'll talk to someone who looks like Diana Rossini.
But that's been used in like movies going back forever. The female reporter who does that, and in fact, that was a big story with the Atlanta Olympics bomber?
Mm-hmm.
That movie.
That poor
and
dude.
Richard Jewell.
Thank you. Good movie. And they fabricated a part about the female reporter just because it's
this is a trope.
Because John Hamm happens to be playing the she was trying to get used to. So.
That's what Vrabel was looking at?
I don't know what's going on over there.
He just showed me a picture that was...
I think he was looking at some film. Film
he showed me a picture of the Grand Tetons, and he and I are both kind of getting into mountain climbing.
I know what those are.
Anyway.
Hoodles.
Anyway. Yes. So, yeah, after Vrabel's comment yesterday, it's looking like there may have been a little bit more than just the... It's all on us as the public who's looking at this and just doesn't know the full context of these six people that were there.
And she said misleading photos.
She said it was misleading because it didn't represent six people who were having fun.
That's gone from misleading photos to I'm having hard conversations with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those photos weren't so misleading.
So it feels we're missing something.
Very
now,
strange.
Now, has she announced a new job yet?
I don't believe no.
Did you see the detail of right after, I think it was the day after she resigned, she rescued a man and his dog from a car crash?
Yes. I heard about the dog.
The dog.
This happened in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
No way.
Wyckoff? Wyckoff?
Why?
Yeah, that's an amazing
ironic. I don't know why you would pronounce it the way you did.
That's true, Norm. It is ironic.
So, there was a 17-year-old who was driving a Honda Civic, collides with a Jeep, causing the Jeep to flip on its side. Mm. And she was driving on the same road at the time, and then she helped this 73-year-old driver of the Jeep and his dog. They were both trapped in the vehicle, and she pulled them out of there.
Wow.
And
good for her.
And, the photos of that, she came out and said that they were highly misleading and that she did not save the guy and that she regrets that they didn't show the six other people who did help save the guy. And
what are you talking about trying to hang on to his job? Is that a fireable offense? I mean, it's his private life.
Well, I don't think his private life if he violates their policy that they have.
The discussion would be, it's not, did he have an affair? Which that we don't condone affairs here, but we're probably sure other coaches, Ron Washington resigned because he had a one night affair,
something
whatever
going on,
he said, as he campaigned for his next job while resigning.
But the Rangers didn't force him to do that.
They
did not
force him to do that. But there is a problem with if the person is somebody who relays in the idea that he could be giving her information she's using to try to help the Patriots to do whatever. They're not saying any of that happened, but that is
concern?
Yes, that is the conundrum you run into if you're having some sort of hot tub interaction with somebody you cover.
Okay, do most news organizations have a policy against this now, or are we more like, hey, consenting adults can choose to be involved with whomever they want to be involved with?
Based on the HR quizzes we've had to take over and over, I don't think we're allowed to talk to anybody.
Really?
In our personal lives, including our families.
So this is more like Inflategate.
And for those who didn't see, fake Norm held his shirt out at two different points.
I don't know what's going on.
What are you talking about?
That's offensive. You don't seem to be able to get away from that element of things, George.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She played soccer.
Castellanos.
She played soccer at George Mason.
I believe. Was a great athlete.
She's a good athlete.
And a great reporter.
She's a good reporter.
But it brings up the question of, do we now redefine, maybe we shouldn't take this so seriously, this idea of reporters and having to be objective and not being involved.
Reporters go have a beer. We used to have beers
with Jimmy.
I had beers with Jimmy all the time.
Didn't Jimmy stay over at your house or something like that?
Jimmy never tried anything.
You're looking good in that Cal Shaw.
No, I did see him in his gym shorts at his house, but I knocked on his door.
Check out the gym shorts! Look at that! Hey, look at that! Ball huggers!
Oh, man, we got to go.
Okay.
All right, that's that.